sometimes it seems like being cranky, whining, complaining, and moping are the glue that holds us together. There are whole television programs devoted to it. And hey, I get it. We have a lot to be cranky about right now. Still, gets on my nerves though. Charlie too. Cranky don't cut it. This fella Mel, who's on my shift, the one who operates the lift, of all the guys we're employing, Mel's become the most annoying. 'Cause if you need complaining done, Mel's your fella. He's the one who'll get the other fellas riled, me as well, to put it mild. How he prattles all day long about everything that's going wrong, the roads, the town, this country, brother. If it's not one thing, it's another. Wine, wine, don't get him going. Wine, it's all hot air he's blowing. Nuts too loose or it's too tight. For this guy, nothing's right. And whining's just the way of life. Heaven help the fella's wife. There's topics you don't want to touch. And when it gets a little much, then I, as foreman, must decide if I should take old Mel aside. Wine, wine, don't get him going. Wine, it's all hot air he's blowing. If your mouth's inclined to whine, then shut it. Spare us, please. Cranky, don't cut it. I could tell my talk with Mel did not go over well. Now he's got, without a doubt, someone new to gripe about. Wine, wine, don't get him going. It's all the hot air he's blowing. If your mouth's inclined to whine, then shut it. Zip them lips, 'cause cranky don't cut it. Oh, so true. I'm with Charlie. I get sick of hearing folks complain. Heck, I even get sick of hearing myself complain. So I've developed a couple of ways to make it manageable. First, make a whining appointment. I allow myself 15 minutes in the morning, usually from 8 to 8:15. If Charlie's there, he has to deal with it or join in. I set a timer, roll up my sleeves, and just wallow big time, complaining about the weather, global warming, politics, people at work, you name it. Soon as that timer goes off, though, that's it. I stop whining, wash my hands to get rid of all that yucky energy, and I try to think of at least one thing I'm grateful for. Then I get on with my day. I don't get to complain again until 5 o'clock. Another 15-minute whine-a-thon about anything that deserves it, usually stuff that happened at work. Then that's it. No complaining, being cranky, or moping between whining appointments. And no whining on weekends. I try to keep those a whine-free zone. Easier said than done, right? Because when you're Zooming with a group of folks and one person starts whining, others are more than happy to pile on. Then you got yourself a complaining free-for-all. If you don't want your Zoom time turning into a massive group grumble, you have to head it off at the pass. I say something like, look, I'm going to watch the clock. What do you say we whine about the weather, politics, whatever, for another 20 minutes, then we move on? Try it. It works. But don't worry, folks. Winter's almost over. The days are getting longer. Vaccines are coming. Before you know it, those crocuses will be poking their hopeful little green heads out of the ground. Then we can start whining about mud season, flooding basements, and sump pumps. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.